I am Carmen Norris, and you are listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. Dear Brenna, when we were in school together, I thought you were so beautiful and smart. No one could have convinced me you didn't have a very bright future ahead of you. I was excited. No, honored to be your friend. Back then, I spent a lot of time comparing myself to the more popular kids and thought I didn't really measure up. So it meant a lot that you wanted to be my friend. It was the icing on top of the cake when I invited you over to play, and you said yes. I remember when you finally came over, I'd cleaned up my room so well, my dad started wondering if I'd hired someone. I became very confused when you spent so much time in my dad's room, and then left really upset. I mean, I thought after that day we'd be inseparable, best friends. I didn't know what to think when you left without even calling your mom first to come pick you up. And then after that, it seemed like everyone turned on me. It's not like they paid much attention to me before to begin with, but do you remember Merrick? That kind of quiet boy in our grade that had light up shoes, light up book bag, light up everything? Well, after you left that day, his mom saw me during pickup and walked over to my dad's car and started yelling about him, saying something like, "You mess with my kid, you psycho. I know you did something to my kid." My dad got into it with her just enough for her to back off and let me get in the car. That day, I went home and started asking him questions about what happened with you the day you came over and why Merrick's mom was so angry. He wouldn't answer me. He would barely even look at me. A few days later, I came home to some of my favorite dolls thrown away. I was crushed. I wasn't sure if you were all just bad friends saying stuff about me that made the grown-ups upset, or if I'd done something wrong and I just didn't understand. It was days of my dad trying to stay away from me, just in his room. I wasn't sure if he was talking on the phone to someone or if someone was in there. But not long after, he brought his friends over and they all came into my room, a group of about 5 men, including my dad. They stood around me as I sat on my bed with my toys. I was so scared, Brenna. I wished you were there to help me. 3 of them took out Bibles while my dad and one other man held me down. They began praying and throwing water on me. We don't go to church much, but I don't think what they were doing happens in churches. You should have seen how freaked out they were when I laughed at them. I looked at my dad and said, "I'm not a demon. I'm a little bundle of joy. Now come closer, Daddy." I almost peed on myself because of how hard I laughed. Then they just tightened their grip around me and threw more holy water at me. At least that's what they called it. Now I'm being held down by straps. The walls are padded, hard but still soft in a way. I'm not sure what the purpose in that is, but I've been here since that night. Well, actually, it was a little bit later. They did their weird exercising thing a few more times before my dad sent me here. Now, people come by to offer me deals. And your mom and Merrick's mom keep sending people to ask me details of how I turned Merrick into my own doll and what happened to you. Do you think they'll ever be able to tell where I left you? Do you think you'll ever be able to tell her where I left you? Maybe as a whisper in the night, or by giving her a feeling of where your body is. I'm not sure how things work after death. It wouldn't really be death if you just let me turn you into a doll. Ask Merrick. It's like he lived forever. I dressed him up and we had tea parties. It was amazing. Today, someone told me that's what happened in my dad's room. He told you to stay away from me because he was afraid for you. See, I am just never good enough for the people I care about. Betrayed by my friend and my father. He doesn't come to see me anymore. So, Brenna, if they ever find you, can you give my dad a message for me? And ask him if he's proud of me now. I can't have my favorite doll, so does that mean the demons he was worried about are gone? I know when he took away my favorite dolls, he was just turning me in by showing someone what I'd done. But maybe it was my fault. Maybe I should have hidden all of my dolls, like I did with Merrick, like I did with you. I hadn't wised up enough before then, I guess. The others were just so fun to play with. But I may let them find you, just so I can get out of here. And when I do, I'm going to pay dear old Dad a visit.